This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister-designate Andrew Holness says he's ready to lead. Outgoing Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller commends the Jamaica Labour Party on its victory and Heart Trust NDA to launch MSME support program. The details after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Prime Minister-designate Andrew Holness says he's ready and committed to lead Jamaica to economic prosperity while being faithful to the plans proposed. The Jamaica Labour Party JLP is to form the next government following a marginal win over the People's National Party PNP in Thursday's general elections. Preliminary results show the JLP winning 33 seats while the PNP won 30. In his victory speech at the JLP's headquarters on Belmont Road, Mr. Holness thanked the people of Jamaica for the victory.
It has been a very long, hard journey. We have carried a message of hope that Jamaica can be a better place. And the people of Jamaica have accepted. We have been given stewardship of the country. And we stand to be held to account to keep the commitments that we have made.
Mr. Holness says the new administration will work to improve water supply, housing, road infrastructure, and the quality of health care. This is the 17th general elections to be held in Jamaica since universal adult suffrage in 1944. Meanwhile, outgoing Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has congratulated the Jamaica Labour Party and its leader Andrew Holness on winning the 17th general elections held on February 25. In her concession speech at the People's National Party headquarters, Mrs. Simpson-Miller thanked her supporters and urged them to work towards the development of the country.
We have done our best. I want to commend all my ministers. They worked hard. The other side won. I commend them on their victory.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller is hailing members of the security forces for their efforts to maintain law and order, allowing Jamaicans to vote without fear. She also thanks Election Day workers for their commitment to making the day a success. The Heart Trust NTA is set to launch its Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Support Program in March. The initiative will provide grant funding of up to $3 million to entrepreneurs enrolled in its Smart Track program. Smart Track includes specially designed and customized courses for entrepreneurs, allowing them to pursue Level 3 National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ certification. Executive Director of the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says the support program is aimed at helping to advance the MSME sector, create economic growth, and generate employment.
MSMEs can access up to $3 million in grant that will allow them to expand their capacity. Whatever expansion is happening should lead to employment. So that $3 million grant is for expanding their capacity that should lead to an additional person being employed by their establishment.
Dr. Wesley was speaking on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has completed major works on the phase one of its festival marketplace called the Food Bazaar in downtown Kingston. Deputy General Manager for Planning, Development and Project Management at the UDC, Lorna Ricketts, says the move is part of the agency's program for the continued development of the downtown Kingston area.
We are expecting that this new development and others that we are doing will boost activities in the area to facilitate development and regeneration of areas in downtown Kingston and also extend it to the Port Royal area by arresting physical and social blight within the development area and beyond to improve economic and social conditions.
The marketplace is located on 8.9 acres of prime land adjacent to the Kingston Craft Market. The Food Bazaar comprises vending kiosks and recreational seating with a parking lot that can double as a multipurpose outdoor recreational entertainment space. Other phases will see development of facilities for inbound and local shopping, restaurants and bars, multi-use commercial or office space, indoor-outdoor exhibition space, vendors arcade, marina and docking facilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.